The Osgood File, sponsored by Premier Express for Mercedes-Benz. Service in about an hour or less with no appointment necessary. Find a participating dealer near you. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. When you arrive at a U.S. airport from overseas, you go through a passport check, right? Which usually involves the passport officer looking at you, then looking at your passport, then looking at you again, a little more slowly this time, until finally he stamps the passport and you're in. Unless your picture doesn't match, in which case you're in trouble. And now, Homeland Security is looking to turn that job over to a machine. More after this from Charlie. Passengers at Dulles Airport will look into a camera at the passport check as part of a test of facial recognition technology. CBS correspondent Chris Van Cleve checked it out with a Border Protection official, deliberately presenting somebody else's passport to see how the machine would score it on a scale of 1 to 100.
How long does the process take from taking the picture to checking it?
So it takes about 5 to 7 seconds.
How'd I do?
One.
I'm a 1% match.
Which means that if this hadn't been just a demonstration, Chris would have been marched off to the little room for a friendly chat. Facial recognition technology has improved since the first test several years ago, but the ACLU still opposes it, saying it's likely to flag huge numbers of innocent people. And so does Harley Geiger at the Center for Democracy and Technology.
The government has a very mixed record when it comes to privacy safeguards. The real concern is not so much this particular pilot program, it is that this particular pilot program is a step towards a larger program, not just in ports of entry, but also in public places, mass transit systems throughout the domestic United States.
It hasn't gone that far yet, but this fall, people entering and leaving Mexico on foot will have to smile for the camera at the San Diego crossing and hope they score a lot better than a one. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.